Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, we are starting new season.
Oh yeah.
We are watching Power Rangers, episode 294, Lost Galaxy, episode 1, The Quasar Quest, part 1.
It aired February 6, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher, the Dream Team.
A team of dreams.
A team of dreams. Also, it's just Quasar Quest, no definitive article.
Oh, shoot.
The WWE wrote the title of this episode. Because, man, they just hate their definitive articles. If you're new here, what we do is we pause recording, we watch an episode of Power Rangers, and we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And if you haven't before, if you've never followed along before, maybe this is the time to start. Because you'd probably be familiar with the other stuff, but we're in, like, kind of the end of wherever, like, where all the first crew jumped off.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, like, I've seen some of this season, but this is all kind of new to us now.
Yeah, I haven't seen this since it aired in 1999, so that's what I'm doing.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
18 also, years ago.
Also, if you hear a barking in the background, it's because my neighbor's dog has terrible anxiety, and when they're not there, it just barks the whole time. So we'll see how long that goes. It's gone for hours before, and it gets sad eventually, but hopefully the dog just goes to sleep or something. Anyway, we had to look it up because we didn't know. I didn't know what the thing was, but you are assuring me.
I am positive of that, what it is.
Okay, and that is
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched Quasar Quest Part 1, and this did something that we've never seen in Power Rangers before, and that's not do the whole thing.
Yeah.
We didn't see any morph stuff, we didn't see a morph sequence, no Zords, nothing.
Title sequence notwithstanding.
Right, yeah, and I don't
the title
those.
Sequence spoils a lot of stuff.
It does tell you exactly who all the Power Rangers will be and leaves out some key characters that that I remember what happened, but we're going to try to dance around it. So, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife if you want to. And iTunes is Apple Podcasts now, but it's still just iTunes.
You go to iTunes and you click podcast.
You just click the podcast app folder button thing on there. It's just the same. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. We'd appreciate it. Helps out a bunch. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. And I did not get a list of all of our patrons because I was going to re-up and then try to keep up with it this time. We're going to do that on Friday.
Okay.
Here's the fun thing about that. We're recording that episode in 2 weeks because I'm going on vacation next week.
Yep.
So hopefully I remember. We'll see.
We'll find out.
Only
not,
one way to find out.
We'll do it next Monday.
Yep. All that out of the way. Do you want to jump in?
I guess, unless you have any other vamping you need to do.
I don't think. I feel like I should, but I don't have any to say. So we start off on a voiceover.
Yeah.
That says, and I quote, sometime in the near future.
Not too distant.
In the not too distant future. Sorry. The Earth begins a search for a new world. What?
Does it say a new world or just new worlds?
I wrote down a new world, so I'm going to assume that.
Basically, Earth is launching a space exploration program.
And it's the not too distant future, which is weird that they did this. I feel like right now they're like, crap, we got another season. Okay, so what do we do now? Let's send them into space.
That was supposed
real.
To be it. They picked us back up, you said?
Oh, they forgot to cancel us. Oh, crap.
Well, Power Rangers Med School, here we come.
I really hope it's not Power Rangers
Med School. I don't think it will be.
I think it will be. Spoilers. I like a lot of the Rangers already.
Yeah.
One of them could go suck a lemon, but everybody else is pretty
cool. I know
cool.
who you're talking about.
I need to figure out who I'm talking about. So then we cut to this caveman planet. We get this like zoom in shot of a green planet. We'll find out the name of it later. There's a bunch of like people in like caveman outfit. Like it's the Flintstones. Yeah. It's welcome to the Flintstones land.
Their shoes are just like cloth that yeah. they wrapped around their feet.
Yeah, like Sonic Boom foot wraps.
Except they have shoes underneath their foot wraps.
That's true.
At least well, Sonic does.
Sonic does. That's a real runner thing, though, so.
Well, I guess that's true.
You know, joke's on us for making fun of Sonic Boom. Also, I think this is the second podcast that I've recorded in the span of a week where we have talked about Sonic Boom, because I'm pretty sure we did on Kingdom Hearts 2. I don't know why. Anyway.
Of all the Sonics you could pick.
Shannon brought it up.
Why Sonic Boom?
I don't know. I haven't even played it. Anyway, so a very old man is like, these are the Quasar Sabers. Totally not Excalibur. Don't worry about it. They do have the same exact gimmick, but it's different. I promise.
Very weird that they would go with like the King Arthur symbolism on an alien planet.
On an alien Flintstones planet?
And yeah, they're like, okay, this is another space season, so we'll start it like King Arthur.
Well... I think in a lot of ways, it's very Power Rangers.
Yeah, I guess.
To be like, yeah, here's the obvious thing. We're going to do something very
right,
different.
Right, yeah. Here's the, like, regular folklore, but now it's extra Power Rangers fancy.
Yeah. So there's a line of people. I guess it's like a tradition. It seems like that, like, every year people come and line up and try to...
It's like, yeah, you come of age kind of thing.
I think so. I'm not sure. And we get some shots of this one girl who's very pretty, played by Serena Vincent. Who is in Not Another Teen Movie, if you may remember. And she doesn't get a name or any lines or anything. Yet. We just get a couple shots of like, hey, she's important. And again, we did see her in the opening credits, so we know she's going to be important.
But, yeah, we also know her character's yeah. name, but we have not heard it.
Well, actually, we haven't gotten to the theme song yet.
No,
so,
that's true.
So she's still a mystery. Who is this mysterious girl? Could be anyone. So nobody can Excalibur these... swords, they just can't get them out. A bunch of big, strong dudes and ladies to come pull them out. Nothing happens. They're very tight in there.
There's one, like, when one lady is trying to get them out, it cuts back to the mysterious girl.
To the very pretty girl.
Yeah,
and
she is very bummed that particular lady yeah. could not pull it out. She's like, oh, man, I thought she had that.
That's really cool. I like that. I was rooting for her. We get some shots of some, what we will come to. I don't know what their names are. I'm calling them bug buddies.
I was calling them buggies.
Buggies, yeah. There's some buggies running around. They got very cool suits, and later they do something that is just infinitely charming to me that I'm very excited to talk about. but their suits are kind of like SWAT team bug putties with stinger hands.
Yeah.
They look pretty cool.
Or even just like kind of like Mantis, like Scyther hands.
Yeah, I feel like they had like a bulb at the end, but I might be sure that might just be where their hand is. So they're like running through the woods, and eventually they attack. They leap in, they start attacking people, and the old man's like, run, and everyone's like scattering, and then he's standing in front of the rock just like waving his arms like a lost old man. He's like, ah. And it's like, buddy, what's the plan? You should get to safety. And then this monster man with a very big collar.
On like one side. It's like his right shoulder around to the back of him.
It does wrap all the way around. So his collar is very big, but on off of one shoulder is this giant pillar that looks like it would be impossible to walk around with. Like,
but he's
just
doing it.
He's just doing it fine.
He has a sword in his hand, but he doesn't want that one. He wants these swords.
Yeah, he wants these Quasar Sabers. We do get the name. They are the Quasar Sabers. Yeah. And he walks up, and he tries to pull one out, and he can't do it because he's not chosen. There's a whole mythology and lore to it, guy. Come on. You're a bad guy.
Well,
you know you're not going to get him out.
Well, he is a bad guy, and he's like a big bruiser type, so he's like, I'll just rip him out.
Well, according to that one episode of Arthur, a gentle hand will rule the land. And then Arthur pulled it out because someone unplugged the thing that was magnetizing it in, or maybe it was a vacuum. There was like an Excalibur, and Arthur pulled it out, and he was King Arthur. That's the only episode of Arthur I can tell you about.
Wait, because somebody unplugged it? Like,
yeah,
for real?
So like, yeah. So there's like a rock, and the sword is in it, and it was like either being suctioned in or magnetized in, and somebody, I think it was probably DW, tripped over like the plug, and it unplugged the rock that was keeping the sword in, and so he was able
to
pull it out.
Are you talking about
Arthur the Aardvark, the
okay.
children's show?
I thought you were talking about a like a drama called Arthur about King Arthur.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And it was, so now I'm like, oh, it's a spoof show. It's like a psych situation.
Yeah, no, it's, oh, that would be a good show.
It would be.
No, I'm talking about Arthur, the children's show about the aardvark.
Okay, with his hand and he gets mad.
Yes, he's like, oh. This is a different episode from that, I think.
Who knows?
Who knows? What if every episode is just a close-up of his hand and he'd be so mad?
I don't even think the close-up of his hand was a close-up in the episode.
They just zoomed in.
I think someone just cropped it out.
So he can't... Anyway, this is all to say that the big scorpion man cannot... he can't get these swords out. So we cut to our theme song, which we reviewed and ranked all the theme songs over the hiatus, so you can go check that out if you haven't yet. I don't love the theme song because it's two theme songs and then it ends and then it does the start of it again.
Yeah.
So
I like the theme song. It's a little wonky.
Yeah.
But I enjoy both parts of it.
I just think they're really... I think the part that I dislike the most that's thrown off the whole curve is that they end it and then they literally do the intro part of it again, which you heard in ours because I spliced it together. The Power Rangers
Lost,
Galaxy.
Lost.
Galaxy, I guess.
Because they just do Power Rangers Galaxy and they throw Lost into the background.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's a choice. But it ends and then it does that part again and that is dumb. Don't do that.
It does it so they can say it when the logo comes on. But they could have put the logo on.
You could have just done it. You could have figured it out a better way. So when we come back, we're on a space station. This is Terra Venture. We'll come to find out in about a minute. There's a couple people walking with a captain. I think only one of them is sort of important. He's a handsome man. We don't get a name for him this episode.
No.
there's a lot of not naming people. And then at the very end, we get names of all of our main, for most of our main characters. So he's talking about how Terra Venture is going to launch out of orbit in 8 hours and to find new worlds. So it's 8 hours, then it's leaving forever. And then they
go on a Star Trek.
And they will go on a Star Trek. This is very Star Trek. They're all in, like, uniforms, different colors. I don't know if it's ranks or departments or the girls wear pink and the boys wear blue, because it seems like.
Which I don't love.
And there's also only the one girl that I saw, which we'll find it. No, I guess maybe not, because there was one of the girls with him was in blue, I think.
I guess.
Someone do the research and tell us.
Maybe only Kendricks is in pink.
Who? We don't know her name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe only Morgan is in pink.
Yes, because he walks by this girl, this blonde girl with glasses, who's working on hybrid plants, I guess. And he's like, Morgan, how's that going? And she's like, we're ahead of schedule. They're great, and we're ahead of schedule by 20 minutes. He's like, only 20 minutes? I'm like, oh, okay, the captain's kind of a jerk.
The guy behind him is like, oh, you're running behind today.
That's Handsome Man that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Handsome Man goes over to the window, and he's like, oh, Earth is so beautiful up here. And Captain's like, yeah, take a good look. You might never see it again.
So the captain is just a jerk.
Captain's just kind of a jerk, I guess.
Oh, hope you kissed your mom goodbye, because you're never going to see the surface of this planet again.
Yeah. We cut to an airport where there are people trying to get on to Terra Venture. And they're, like, waving tickets and everyone's yelling. And it seems like they're trying to make their case for why they should go on. Because among these people are Bulk and Professor Phenomenus.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We will find out. And I don't know, maybe I want to save it for later. I do. I want to save that for later. But it does not make any sense with one line of information that we get a little later on. It does not make any sense that these people are here arguing about why they should or should not be on Terra Venture.
It doesn't make any sense. Because Professor Phenomenus is like, I'm the world's most renowned astronomer ever. And then Bulk's like, I feel like we're forgetting something. And I guess during this time, the person's like, oh, that Phenomenus. Right, right. Okay, right. Here's your passports. They don't know what a passport is on this show.
No.
So Bulk's like, I feel like we're forgetting something. And we get a cut to Skull sleeping with big old earphones.
His alarm clock is on his chest ringing.
Yeah, and he's just sleeping through it. Also, he's in like a bathrobe under blankets, and his bathrobe is all the way open in the chest. So this is a show, from what we have heard, about where a lot of people lose their shirts. So there's a lot of shirtless boys in this show. You're gonna see a lot of abs, a lot of chests. Okay,
this is like, first buckle up.
The first one we see is Skull, and I feel like that's very important.
Just a little tip, just wet your whistle.
Yeah, here you go. You won't see
Skull's chest.
Skull's gone, but you do get a nice.
The good parting gift.
Here's a parting gift. A little bit of chest hair. It's very pale. And then there is a boy in a velour shirt being thrown out into a hallway, and these two guards are like, "Hey, don't come back without a passport.
Don't you come back!
Don't you come back!" Is it Goldar? Was it Goldar? No, Goldar's just dust now.
Yeah.
Goldar's
That's
old.
Sad. Oh, what a sad world we live in.
Oh, he's dead. Oh. And then Rita and Zed are just on the moon as
yuppies.
They're
just, like, paying a mortgage.
They're just moon yuppies now.
They have a garage full of cars.
And a parlor. Ugh. the humanity.
They probably have a Sega Genesis.
I bet. They have a Sega CD in there. Are you kidding me?
1999? They might have a Dreamcast. When did that come out?
I think that might have been 99. fancy pants. I can't go in that house at all. So he doesn't have a passport. Keep that in mind. When we find out what a passport is, you will be mad. So we cut outside to Velour Boy. We don't have a name, and we will not get a name for quite some time.
Until the last, like, 3 minutes of
and
the episode.
I'm calling him Velour Boy because his shirt is awful. It's this velour leopard print red shirt.
When we first see it from here, it looks like it's probably just a deep red velour. It's like reflecting into in the sun or whatever. We'll get a close up later, and it's definitely a print. There's a print on it. And it's hideous. It's a gross shirt.
It looks like a grandma couch. It's very bad. It's super bad. And he's mad. He's punching trash. Because he didn't get a passport.
Yeah, he got thrown out of the Terra Venture lobby, I guess.
Yeah.
So he goes into the alley and punches a dumpster and kicks a trash can.
Punches a box somewhere.
We get this close-up of his face, and he's just like, ugh! He's just so mad.
He's so mad. And then we cut to commercial, and when we come back, there's a very old lady walking down an alley, and then some street toughs stop her.
I'm glad you said street toughs, because that was what I was going to call them.
Because these are just some street toughs.
We see two of them. They just come out from, like, behind a dumpster or a building, maybe.
They're around a corner, yeah.
Yeah, and they just look at her. Oh, we're going to mug the crap out of you, old lady.
She turns around
to shuffle in the other direction, and a third one shows up, so she's trapped.
She's trapped.
Only one of them can talk.
Yeah, and he's like, and he literally is like, yeah, give me your passport. I was like, what is his voice?
First of all, there's three of you.
Yeah.
This lady has one passport.
One passport. So, like, hey, other two, what's your plan? Oh, we're going to help Weird Voice get off planet so we don't have to listen to him anymore. So they're like, give me your passport. Get her else. And then she's like, and has, like, she has, like, these, like, super old lady luggage bags.
Yeah.
And, like,
they're the same print as this boy's velour
shirt.
Yeah,
they're like a floral version of that. And then he's like, hey, stop it. Hey, buzz off. And she's like, yeah, give me your passport. And I do want to point out that a passport in this universe means a ticket.
It means a ticket onto a spaceship.
Because a passport has your face and your name on it, and you can't just be like, I have one, though.
Yeah, it's literally a Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Yeah, like, literally it is gold, as we will see in a second. And so Velour Boy steps in between them and is like, hey, don't worry, trust me. And he takes the manila envelope that the passport is in and is like, all right, and he pulls it out. It's a golden ticket, and he puts it back in, but then he, like, does some sleight of hand.
Yeah, he doesn't put it back in. He slides it behind it and drops it into, I think, his bag?
I think it's his bag.
So at first I was like, did he just rip off this old lady?
I was so hoping. But then he didn't. And then I was like, oh, this is, she's going to give him a ticket. But stay tuned. See how this shakes out. He puts it in his bag, and he's got the manila envelope. He's like, you want it? And then he goes, one of the street toughs goes to grab it, and he kicks him in the stomach. And then there's like a fight, and he kicks one of them so hard that they fly into a shopping cart.
Yeah, it's a pretty good fight. It's a good little fight. He does this one thing where he jumps over a trash chair and then flips it forward into one of the guys. It's a pretty cool move.
It's pretty good. It's no Braun Strowman throwing a chair at Roman Reigns' face.
Very few things are.
God, I love Braun Strowman so much. So then,
so weird to say that now, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're telling me, man. Traditionally, I don't like big guy wrestlers. Braun Strowman was very bad when he started. He was never in NXT. He just showed up as the black sheep of the Wyatt family, which is like, the Wyatt family kind of always sucked ever since the Shield broke up and it didn't have anyone to fight. And now Braun Strowman is my favorite wrestler in the WWE, like more than Sami Zayn. Or Sasha Banks.
That's
or
crazy.
Alexa Bliss. I love Braun Strowman because he's very big and also very fast. Which is a really
Braun Strowman did went fast.
He did went fast and is also big at it.
Yeah, he...
Hey, the dog stopped.
We'll move right along.
Give me a second. Whew. All right. So eventually these street toughs grab him.
Yeah, one like grabs him in a reverse hug.
Yeah.
And the talking one comes up to grab the envelope, and his hand is stuck in a weird way because of how he's being hugged.
Yeah.
But he still manages to like dodge his grab once.
He's still selling that like he doesn't want them to get it.
Yeah.
So they will want it more, which
right.
I like. So they grab it and they all run away like, we got it.
At one point he did, Redshirt, did kick one of them so hard that they flew butt first into a shopping cart.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that before. I giggle fitted on accident. But yeah, it, like he kicks him like 25 feet away and he lands like perfectly in a shopping cart and it just looks super duper uncomfortable. Then the old lady's like, not my passport. Now I'm going to die on Earth.
this is nasty planning.
Okay, can we just like for 1 second, let's just like talk about, like, we'll get it all out now. And I'd say that we're gonna talk about it forever.
Yeah,
they shouldn't let old people on this, right?
No,
because you have to leave orbit, which is probably pretty taxing, and then you go into space, and if you're old, you're gonna die, and then there's just a body that they have to deal with in space now.
It's just in space, though. You just
toss it out, cremate it, and scatter it?
Yeah, just give it a slight nudge off the ship, and it'll just
it's
forever
just so,
float in that direction.
It's so weird. And everyone, like, at the airport, everyone's all dressed up like it's the 1960s, and they're getting on a Pan Am flight. Like, it's so ridiculous. And I just like, lady, you shouldn't be allowed. You're so old. Everything you know is here. You're like 80.
What's the point? I guess like just see it while you can.
Yeah, just take
see
a spot.
What you can while you can.
Take a spot from someone younger, just like a fucking baby boomer.
All right, we're not gonna bring Generation Wars into the podcast.
Sorry, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If there's any boomers listening, buzz off. How'd you find a podcast? How are you even online? So then she's like, oh, my passport. And he's like, oh, don't worry. I pranked them. And he pulls the passport out. And she's like, oh, thank you. There should be people like you on Terra Venture. Or no, because she's like, are you going? And he's like, no, I didn't get a passport.
He says, I wasn't selected.
Yeah.
So which means everyone arguing at the counter was picked.
This is some Bioshock Infinite bid to do a job. I know you haven't played Bioshock Infinite.
Correct.
So there's a part... It's like this like weird like super America that they're in. So it's like all like the weirdest parts of like super jingoist America. And there's one part where people are literally bidding to work. Like it is, they're like it's like a reverse auction. So they're like, I have, you know, a day of work in the factory. And someone's like, I'll do it for this much an hour. And someone's like, I'll do it for this much an hour. And it's less. And they're trying to like outbid each other to work. And I feel like that's kind of what Terra Venture is. Like, you have to, like, make your case, and then they're like, we'll just pick the worst people to go on.
Right. Well, they selected a larger group, I guess, than they can take.
I guess. Like...
Because here's the thing, though. Okay? You bring on whatever your capacity of people is.
Yeah.
But you've got some attractive people. You got people who are, you're going to get more people while you're out there, is what I'm
saying.
Oh,
yeah, that's going to happen.
So is that accounted for?
Well, I feel like the thing with Morgan in the beginning is that, like, we have sustainable food, so we don't have to worry about that, and there's trees
to
make oxygen.
But for how many?
I don't know. Eventually, they're going to hit capacity.
Yeah.
But they also, like, just are going to find a new planet. There's not really a plan.
Right, and then when they get to that planet, do they offload some of, like, some of them are like, we want to live on this one.
Yes, we'll start here. You go ahead. And then, like, we'll go find the next one. It's like Quantum Leap, but planets.
So weird. It's just such a weird concept.
It is. I understand what they wanted to do, but I don't think anybody thought about it for the length of time that we have during this episode.
They wanted to make a Power Ranger Star Trek.
Yeah. Very noble of you.
And I guess they kind of did, yeah. But I don't know. It's just very weird.
It's not for, like, adults to think about.
I think that's what it boils down. Power Rangers, not for adults to think about.
Yeah. She gets her ticket back and he's like, I wasn't selected. And she's like, it should be you going on there. That's people we need in outer space.
They,
people like you.
They need
well,
people like
you.
See you
later. I'm going to take a spot. Me and old lady.
Yep. Yeah, she keeps her ticket and just walks away.
Yeah, and on the one hand, I was like, hey, lady, come on. And on the other hand, I was like, nice. It wasn't just like, yeah, here you go, hero.
Part of me just really wishes he slipped it into his bag.
That would be.
And he would just been like, oh, they got it, darn. Sorry, lady, I tried.
If that was the case, then Velour Boy would be my favorite Power Ranger. But alas. So then we cut back to Terra Venture and Handsome Man and Morgan and another guy who will not get a name for quite some time. I'm calling him Archie because that's who he played on CSI. He's a lab assistant on CSI after this. Named Archie, or the actor's name is Archie.
I think the actor's name is Archie.
I think he did also play Archie, though.
Okay. That tracks.
We'll find out at some point. Someone will tell us.
Yeah.
I have faith in you. So
the way you said that at first, I was like, no, we don't watch CSI. We're not doing that.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do a Google. I'm going to let the information come to me as it is so often does, thanks to our very eagle-eyed listeners. They're doing one last training exercise on the moon before they leave orbit and blast off for probably ever. So then we cut to baggage train getting loaded
this
onto
is
the
all
shuttle.
Just plane stuff.
Yeah, a space shuttle is just planes in the not too distant future, somewhere in time and space. Can't continue.
La, la, la.
So Velour Boy is behind some crates, and he's like, "All right, I'm just gonna sneak on to the baggage cart. It's gonna be fine." And he knocks something over. And
I don't even think he knocks it over. Something just falls from the top of one of the crates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
he's just squatted behind it, and then it just falls and smacks something in front of him. And he's like, oh, crap.
And two airport cops are like, huh? There's a stowaway. Get him. Like, he's trying. And I don't know what happens in the next 1 second, but the next thing I remember is he's just in the baggage cart.
Yeah, the two guards run toward the crate where he was, and he takes off in the other direction. And I guess at some point he loops around.
Okay.
Maybe the baggage does, because it starts driving away. And as it's driving away, he just hops into one of the things. And I guess... what's next? What's the next scene?
The next thing is...
Is it him... poking his head out on the shuttle. So I guess they didn't check the bags and realize they put a person on the conveyor belt going up into the baggage area.
What if he got into a bag?
That's the only thing that makes sense.
And he's just hiding in it. Because earlier, the two airport cops are like, I guess they're like bag check cops. They're bag cops. They're in uniforms. They're like, yeah, we checked them so there's no hazardous material.
Yeah, so they're just ready to go. So I guess they just drive that cart right into the shuttle.
Just the whole thing right on. This is the least efficient space program there's ever been. But yeah.
It's easier to get on a space shuttle than it is to get onto a plane now.
Yeah, I guess. Like, well, at least according to Power Rangers. How many people are just stowed away onto space shuttles on this show?
Five, at least.
I'll tell you. 9 people. No. 8 people and a robot, because it was the 4 Rangers, Alpha, cans, old cans, and unwanted trash, and now Velour Boy.
Unwanted trash, that's sad.
Well, yeah, I Look, he's always our wanted treasure. that is Bulk Skull and Professor Phenomenus. Skull, Professor Phenomenus, and Bulk in that order.
Yeah.
Because Phenomenus is Skull from the future. Right. Keep an eye on that. I think there's going to be a lot more of them this season from what I remember than there was last season. So we'll be able to keep an eye on, see how this Phenomenus is Skull thing develops.
More on this story as it develops.
Yes. So there's some classical music, and it's a da 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 ba 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 ba, which I said this to you, and I'm gonna say this to you, the listener. This isn't the Mario underwater music.
No.
But that's all I can think about.
But now that you've said that, I feel like the underwater theme is heavily influenced by this particular song.
Yeah. This is just like, it's a classical music that is public domain, so they can use it.
Yeah.
And so it's just, he pokes his head up in the shuttle, and then like a stewardess, what would you call that?
A space attendant?
Yeah, she's a space attendant, like steps on the thing and it pushes him back down. And he's like, okay, all right, my bad. And he goes up and he gets up and he goes into the shuttle, and then he gets onto he goes into a seat that was empty.
Next to a little girl with no parents.
No supervision. And he's like, hey, is it cool if I sit here? Can I look out the window? And he looks out the window
He crawls like right over her to look out the window. And she, I swear to God, she looks at the camera like, oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, this guy, huh? This is what I have to sit with when I go to space. How long is it to get to space?
According to the show, about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that tracks. But yeah, there's like just an empty seat. You'd think like the flight attendant will walk by and be like, hey, you're not supposed to be in this seat.
I didn't see you come onto this plane shuttle.
Let me see your ticket.
The space plane.
Yeah, yeah. This is just Virgin Galactic, but 10 years early.
Yeah, the inside is just a plane. The seats, the aisle, the windows, it's all just a plane.
Like the captain, the flight attendants, they had drinks. Like it was literally just a plane.
I'll take a Coke on ice, thank you.
Thank you, please.
Some peanuts. Pretzels, if you have them.
I like the little Ritz sandwiches. It's like two little tiny baby Ritz crackers with some weird cheese in it.
Yeah, the cheese spread.
Cheese. Ritz cheese is my favorite fake cheese. BT dubs. I would eat that. If there just was a bucket I could buy, I would eat it with a spoon. I love it so much.
I do enjoy it. I don't know if
I'm a nasty trash goblin, though. So I don't know what happens next. So then they get to Terra Venture and the doors open and they're going way too fast and there's like a wall right there, but they slow down and land. And I was like, no, I don't think so. There's no gravity or friction in space. So
reverse thrusters.
There is like a little like downwards thruster, so maybe it was also pointing forwards a little bit.
Maybe.
To be like, whoa, plane. Hold on a minute, plane. then we get Bulk and Professor Phenomenus, and they are walking in, and it's daytime on Terra Venture, and they're in space. They're closer to the sun, so I get it. Though technically, it would be like a sunrise every like hour because of how space works. So they Bulk and Professor Phenomenus come in to this like airport. Like they're in like an
it's
airport.
It's just an airport.
It's just like an airport on Terra Venture, which is so.
Also, Terra Venture from the outside looks remarkably different from Terra Venture on the
outside,
inside.
It's like a
space future city if you look like through the dome. But like when we get inside, it's just Earth again.
Yeah, there's like this big central pillar, and there's like a dome on the top of it, and there's like four or five domes around it. I think there's four domes around it. And like
somehow it manages to have a 24-hour day cycle.
Yeah, I guess.
Even though it is a flat dome, like it's flat, not flat on the bottom,
flat,
but the living space is flat on the bottom.
Yeah, it's not
a sphere.
I don't get it.
It's a hemisphere.
Yeah, it's don't think about it. It's we just need to relax.
You're right. It's just a show.
It's just a show. It's just Power Rangers. So then they're like, I keep thinking we forgot something. And they go,
they go through like stuff in their bag before they realize.
Yeah, oh, toothpaste and this other thing.
Underwear.
Underwear. And they're like, Skull! And then we come back to Skull, who like wakes up
Yeah, he knocks the alarm clock down, and that wakes him up.
That wakes him up. And he just, like, looks at it and is like, no, and then pulls his blankets up over his head and goes back to bed.
And that's a wrap on Skull. Skull,
we'll see you at the very end of Samurai. Earlier, when Velour Boy stowed away, the bag cops were like, oh, there's a Caucasian male with dark hair and a red shirt. And I must have described the shirt in detail. Like, it's hideous. You can see it from space. It's horrible. You'll know him when you see him.
It looks exactly like your grandmother's curtains, everybody.
Everyone. You know. And they're like, oh, yeah. So then some guards are like, hey, look at that shirt.
It has to be him. No one else would wear that shirt.
Or they just saw him. They were like, that shirt is a crime. We will not allow that shirt in space.
Oh, they brought all the fashion police on the Terra Venture.
Tyler Breeze and Fandango are not letting him on space. They start chasing him. He bumps into Morgan, and there's this, like, Dreamweaver.
It is a Dreamweaver sequence.
Like, they bump
into... He does run past Bulk and Phenomenus, who are just crying.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Yeah, because they
Bulk has known Skull his entire life. That's been his best friend for all of his years.
Yeah. And technically, Skull is still with him. Just old
That's
now.
True, but he doesn't know
he
that.
He doesn't know that.
Only we
insane.
Know that.
That's true.
It's only because we put together the very cryptic clues.
Yes, we busted this case wide open. Also, we don't get the name for the other guy there, but when Velour Boy bumps into Morgan, nobody's name. These are not their names yet.
No.
It's almost Morgan's name is kind of Morgan. he's like, oh, sorry. She's like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. It's fine. And there's this like...
And they
moment.
Just, like, stare at each other
it's
for
like,
a minute.
It's like, just kiss already. Like just kiss.
It's the first episode, and we're already like, come on.
So then the other guy, Archie, is like, hey. And he, like, grabs.
He, like, cuts in between them and is like, watch it, man.
Yeah, and she's like, bro.
Better watch your butt, man.
What's that from?
Good Burger. From Good Burger.
We are diving in that well today. Oh boy! And she's like, "Hey, chill. You may go." And he's like, "Okay, thanks, bye." And he sees the guards, and he's like, "All right, I gotta leave." And he runs away. And then the two guards come up to them and like, "Hey, did you see a guy in a hideous red shirt?" And Archie's about to blab, and Morgan's like, no, we didn't. Did he do something? And like, I like Morgan immediately.
Yeah.
Like, immediately she's very cool, and I like
her. Yeah, because they're like, he's wanted for being a stowaway in crimes against fashion. And she's like, no, we haven't seen him.
She's like, no.
Everybody we've seen has been dreamy.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're talking about. And then they spot him. Immediately, like they're on like a catwalk and they see him and he hides behind a pillar and he sees this stanchion of Starship Trooper uniforms.
I swear he runs past it and only grabs a helmet and rounds the corner.
He only grabs a helmet and rounds the corner. I guess inside is where the uniform is.
I guess because he comes out in a uniform without the helmet on.
Well, he has the helmet.
He has it in his hand, but he didn't put it on yet. That's the one thing we saw him grab.
Well, we just have no time. So he's walking. He comes out, and he's like going the other way, and Captain is there, and he's like, hey, it's the wrong way. And it's like, he's like, yeah, we're on a tight schedule. You got to get in line. There's a whole line of Starship Troopers.
They are paint-by-numbers Starship Troopers.
Like,
the helmets fit the same not quite kind of way that a Starship Troopers helmet does.
Firefly, when did Starship Troopers come out? Can you look that up?
I can look that up.
So Firefly came out in 2002, and the Alliance outfits are literally Starship Troopers. Like, they literally just rented the Starship Troopers uniforms.
Really?
And I'm wondering if Power Rangers did it first, but if Starship Troopers hasn't come out yet, which I'm pretty sure it did, then... Starship Troopers is biting from Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Starship Troopers came out in 97.
Okay, yeah. I have a sixth sense for when movies came out. So, yeah. So then that was last year. So they just had these extra ones. And I think they just used them because they look exactly the same.
They do.
So he gets in line. He's in this line to go to the moon. And they say, like, they get outside and they're like, I say they get outside. They get into an outside hangar. They're like in like an outside tarmac on Terra Venture.
Yes.
Like, he's in line, and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, we're going to the moon to do a training exercise. And he tries to, like, beg off, and someone behind him just pushes him forward. And then someone else shoves a, like, chest protector in his hands.
And he's like, going to the moon? I just got here.
So they get in the ship, and it's, like, red lighting. And he sees Morgan, and Archie, I guess, doesn't see him. And they're like, okay, all right, be cool. And she's like, oh. Did she notice? Actually, no, I don't think she
doesn't notice
it.
No. He sees her and he smiles. And as she turns to, like, see him, he ducks his head away. And
down,
like,
right.
Yeah.
So then the captain goes through, like, the exercise. He's like, this is our last exercise before we launch. We're live ammunition and explosives. Like, this is for real. This is supremely dangerous for a, like, right before you're launching. Like, people could potentially get injured, and then you have to deal with that as you are launching out of orbit.
Yeah.
Or you have to send them home and they don't get to come.
Correct.
That sucks. Yep. Either way. So then he says the most important part, most importantly, we never ever leave a team member behind. So that's gotta come up at some point. It doesn't in this episode, but it's gotta. So then we get them on the moon. There is now air on the moon. So Rita, I guess, terraformed it.
Well, yeah, after she was turned good, she was like, I'll make this breathable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also when they were just...
Like, because it's not blue on the moon anymore either. It doesn't have that weird filter on it.
It is a little blue. It's not super... It's not as blue, but it is a little blue. But also, I think when they were just like bumming around in the RV, they just like... They put air there, I guess.
I guess so.
Maybe that was it. They're in platoons and Archie is like, all right, you, Kendricks... Morgan's name is Kendricks. It's Kendricks Morgan.
Yes.
It's weird to introduce the character by their last name and not their first name.
Well, at least
name.
She got introduced by any name at all.
That is true.
And not just bad shirt, handsome boy.
Yeah, there's handsome man, there's bad shirt.
And tightwad.
And Archie. Yeah.
Like, those are the same person.
Yeah, just dink. So he's like, all right, Kendricks and you behind her, you stay here. The rest of us are going to go ahead. Why did he want them to stay behind?
I don't know.
Is it so he could kill them with a bomb? Because there was definitely a bomb right there that I feel like he planted.
He doesn't seem like he would want to kill Kendricks. It seems quite the opposite.
Yeah, he does seem like he has a crush on Kendricks.
Yeah, it seems like we're planting some love triangle foundation
here. By the end of this episode, I feel like we're going to get into a love dodecahedron. so everyone stay tuned. Then there's a bomb, and it's very obvious. It's a detonator. I think that's the preferred nomenclature of the show. And it's like beeping, and there's like some wires and stuff. And Velour Boy is like, oh, a bomb, get down. And he like tackles Kendricks out of the way and saves her. And then Archie comes up.
Yeah, as the bomb explodes, Velour and Kendricks like dive out of the way, and he like kind of pulls her down to like cover her from the blast. And as it's exploding, Tightwad turns around with this like look on his face, and then just yells, Kendricks.
Yeah. And he runs back and he's like yelling at Velour Boy because he's like, yeah, you're a stowaway. How dare you save her life?
He's yelling. He's also yelling at him kind of like he almost killed her. Like it was his fault a bomb
this
was
is
there.
Your bomb. You did this bomb.
You left you two there specifically.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, that was me.
Never leave a team member behind, but two is fine.
Unless you send both of them away. So then, handsome man comes over. We get Taiwan's name. It's Kai.
Yes. I think Kendrick says it. Like,
yeah,
Kai, lay off.
Yeah,
or
like, Kai,
something.
Kai, lay off. And he's like, ah, he's a stowaway. And then handsome man comes up to, like, see what's going on, what all the hubbub is about.
Because he's, I guess, like, the leader.
I think he's the leader of this platoon because there's like Delta platoon or Delta squad and Gamma squad. Like, and I think he's the leader of this one. And so he comes up and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And she's like, and Kendra's like, "Do you to Velour Boy?" And she's like, "Do you know?"
Well, when
him?
And when he sees him, he goes, "Leo."
Okay, so Velour Boy does have a name. It's Leo.
Leo.
Okay, I wonder where his Zord's gonna be.
Could it be Falcon?
Could it be all? Oh. Who knows? He's like, yeah, I know him. This is my little brother. We don't get his name yet. He is still just handsome man. I looked down for 1 second and something very important happened.
Yeah, we cut back to the jungle caveman planet.
Yep.
And pretty girl is running from the buggies. As she is running, a portal opens in front of her and she runs into it because, like, she didn't, not on purpose, but like it opened right in front of her.
It opened where she was, yeah.
So she goes into it and falls out on the moon right in front of our newly named characters.
They are not even trying to hide. They're just like, then the plot happens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this has no, like, it has a purpose. It doesn't have a reason.
There's no explanation
yeah, there's
for
no,
it.
There's
the portal just opened.
Yeah.
Nobody opened
specifically
it.
Specifically to these other main characters.
I mean, maybe next episode we will find out that something
maybe.
Did. But I, as of right now, it's just a portal. It was like, you go to them.
Yeah, it's so weird.
We're just going to connect these. We're going to jump from 1 to 20. We're going to skip all the rest of the dots.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And so the buggies follow her, and they don't come out right there. They come out farther up the hill.
She landed on top of the hill and rolled down.
And she rolled down, okay.
Yeah.
So they land. They come out, and they curl up into a ball and roll down the hill frontwards like like an armadillo.
Yeah.
And it is so charming.
Or like a pill bug.
I go to armadillo first
because
I don't like bugs.
That's
which is
fair.
Like, it's so cute. These like this ugly bug monster's like, yeah, wee! Just roll down the hill. It looks like they're having a great time. And they fight the characters.
Yeah.
And Cave Girl like hides behind, or she tries to like get away before the buggies come. And she tries to like get away, but then Handsome Man stops her and she runs like the other way and Leo
yeah,
like grabs
she gets
her.
Behind Handsome Man and Leo and they like
When the bugs come, yeah.
Yeah, and they, like, stance up.
But, like, she runs away, and Leo, like, grabs her, like, hey, like, chill out. Like, it's okay. Like, what? Why are you here on the moon? And then the bugs come. And so she, like, gets behind them, and they, like, square up, and they start to fight. And it's mostly just Handsome Man and Leo versus
yeah.
the bugs. And then in a minute, we'll see Kai and Kendricks getting attacked, and then, like, Kai grabs a gun, like, the blaster, and shoots, like, way outside.
Yeah, he was just trying like, to scare it.
Like,
he wasn't like aiming for him.
Okay, sure, Kai. He's nowhere near them at all.
I don't think Kai could kill a thing. I don't
know.
He doesn't seem like he's got it in him.
I do like that it's like everybody has to go on the very dangerous training mission. Like everyone has to get the same amount of training just in case. But like Kendrick
is
clearly
it,
a scientist and he's clearly like a technician of some sort.
Is it everybody on Terra Venture or is this like the military group?
It's anyone who is employed by Terra Venture, I feel like.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because that's the same. Like you are the military and
the science department.
The science department. I feel like we're gonna get like a split. Like there will be like a clear like
maybe
you know.
maybe the blue is like combat and then the pink is like the scientists.
Maybe.
But then why is Kendricks out in combat training?
Yeah, good question. Because she's a main character. Because she's in the
well,
credits.
I guess, yeah.
So then the cave girl like runs behind him. They eventually scare the bugs off. They just like jump in the air and they like green screen away and
yeah.
they like. Their legs come up.
Their
and
legs
wings
come, up their,
come out.
Yeah.
And they turn around and then they fly away. And it like looks not great, but I'm sure it looked awesome in 1999. And then she's like, they're like, who are you? Why are you on the moon? And she's like, I am Maya. I'm from Miranoi. And they're like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, we had a baby Miranoi.
I had a baby.
I had to do it one time.
Is this just my life now? Is this just like the whole...
Yeah, man. You never thought collect calls would be such an important part
of
your life.
Man. Hey,
for whatever reason, that commercial just left such an impression on me that I always think about
it. It's not just us. I was listening to a podcast a while ago, and I think it was Super Sentai Brothers, and they also mentioned it. So like,
they
it just...
referenced it on Hey Do You Remember once, too. I think in the Clueless episode.
Like, is it... It's just like... Man, only 90s kids.
It's only 90s kids know we had a baby eat some boy.
Only these. But like it's just weird that like they all like Super Sentai Bros also did it because like is it like a Power Rangers show thing? But I guess if Hey Do You Remember did,
yeah.
then it's just like it's weird. It's in the milieu now. So anyway, 1-800-COLLECT.
Remember when commercials were important enough to leave an impression on you for your entire life?
Like, straight up, the only commercial that I can remember that is playing today is one for Groupon because it makes me go into like a blood rage. I hate it so much. it's like sing-songy, but then at the very end, they just got to get their shit in, brother, and they wedge Groupon in where it would not fit, and it just gets stuck in my head so easy. It's terrible. But like we can do all of Muzzy, which we have proven.
Correct.
The I Had a Baby Eats a Boy is just a common feature of the show now.
Why are all the planets named things that rhyme with it?
I don't know. I just have the Skip It song stuck in my head.
Oh yeah.
Like just all the time. Like 90s commercials were just the best, and they were like very important.
Oh yeah.
So weird. Anyway, so Maya's from Miranoi, and she's like, I have to go back. The buggies are attacking, and if Scorpius or Scorpatron, Scorpion.
She says if we don't stop them, Scorpius will get the Quasar Sabers.
And he'll have infinite power because he's super powerful. So she's like, I'm going back. And then Leo's like, heck yeah, let's do it. Let's go back. And Handsome Man is like, no. You can't go. And then he's like, well, she needs our help. And then Kendra's like, yeah, we got to go.
Yeah.
And then Kai and Handsome Man are like, no. And so Handsome Man is like, Leo, you stay here with Kai. I'm going to go with the babes. you stay here with this guy who hates you, who's going to turn you into the cops. I'm going to go with the babes to another planet and be a hero. And then so they go, and they go through the portal, and then Kai's like, all right, come on, Leo. And like they're walking away to go continue the training exercise. He's like, yeah, okay. And he just, like, pushes Kai and runs into the portal.
The episode ends on the portal, like, reacting to him being close. Like, you know he's going through.
Yeah.
But it's not him actually going through.
Yeah, but it's like that, like, classic, like, almost there freeze frame.
Yeah, and the portal, like, shoots some electricity out because it's going to grab him.
Yep.
Pull him through.
And that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Yep.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
You started.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is, this is tricky. I don't know, Skull's bare chest? Like, is that? I'm going to go with the best is the sleight of hand. Leo's like sleight of hand.
Yeah,
trick.
I also enjoyed that whole thing.
That was pretty awesome.
It would be best with a bullet if he stole the passport.
Man, that would have been so good.
But he still does have to sneak on. So he's still like, he is a little like.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah, he's kind of a bad boy.
Yeah.
You're going to be into Leo. Don't worry about
it. He's got a very uptight older brother, so he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
The worst is. There's kind of a couple worse. Like the Terra Venture program is kind of the worst. And I'm just going to say that now and get it out of the way, and it will never be my worst again.
That's fair. My worst is that fucking shirt, Leo.
Oh, that was a bad shirt. That was a real bad shirt.
That's my worst.
And the MVP I'm going to say is, I got to go with Leo for the first episode.
Okay.
I got to go because he did it the most.
He did do the most.
He did a lot of cool things. His sleight of hand was really cool. He was like gung-ho to like go help.
Yeah.
And like go to a foreign planet through a magic portal.
I'm going
to
tie it, I think, with Leo and Kendricks. Because that both of them, both like you meet them and you immediately are like, yeah, I'm on their side.
I like this character.
I like these two a lot.
Yeah.
Throw Kai into a burning dumpster.
Yes, yeah.
But these two are great.
Leave him on the moon. Fly away
from
him.
Put him in a space dumpster.
Lock him away for 10,000 years. But yeah, like, Kendrick's being like, no, we didn't see a stowaway. Which is like a serious thing. Like,
yeah.
On a space adventure. And she's just like, no, he was handsome and nice. Like, just like leave it, right? His shirt was terrible, but like we all make mistakes.
But I saw his muscles through the tank top underneath,
see him?
And I gotta let him go. I gotta let him come on Terra Venture.
He had a ridiculous necklace. It was like a gold chain, but it was just long enough to be weird. Yeah, so I think we can give the. I'm gonna give it to Leo personally.
I can't give it to one over the other, so mine has to be a tie.
Cool. So that's it. That's the first episode of Lost Galaxy.
I do have a final thought.
What's the final thought?
It's a little spoilery.
Okay.
But it's not giving away anything that wasn't in the opening credits.
Okay.
Very weird that we have not met all of the new Rangers
yet. Yes. It is weird, and it's also super weird that they're like, here is a main character not in the episode. Also, the the Quasar Sabers are the morpher, right? Like,
yes.
Like, they have to get the Quasar Saber to morph. He's nowhere near here.
No.
How does he get there to get his Quasar Saber?
I can't answer that question.
What, like, what's going to happen?
There's also, again, this is more spoilers. I won't get too into it. Maybe we should just talk about it off air.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't mention it here.
Okay.
It's too much. It gives away too much. Okay, I don't want to go there.
That is going to do it for us for today. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll be back on Friday for Quasar Quest Part 2. And hopefully we remember what happened in this episode. Because, again, there's going to be 2 calendar weeks before we record again.
Yes.
It might be next week that if we could do it on Monday.
We should be able to. I should be able to.
Yeah, because I don't leave till Tuesday. So.
Okay.
So it'll only be 1 week.
That'll be fine.
So we'll probably be fine. If not, this is why. So we will see you next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Just go to sleep, you won't even know they're gone. That's the trick.
They gotta leave him like a fucking chew toy or get him a thunder shirt or something.
Just put the TV on. Anything.
Yeah, anything. At least it's not a rooster.
Do you imagine?
Like, it was 9:30. The sun had been up for 3 hours and the rooster was just crowing. I was like, what are you doing?
I was new with this.
Why do we have a rooster? Who brought this rooster here?